You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. Give me a second to get the technology rolling up here. Here we go. So many of you probably read my post on social media that shared the Bishop Scott Jones post, where he reported his firsthand account of that violent attack on the Central Nigeria Annual Conference this past week, February 17th and 18th. It was a brief post, so in case you missed it, I'll just share it with you this morning because I want us to all be on the same page as we go into the message this morning. Here, listen to what Bishop Jones wrote from Nigeria last week. He said, "The regular session of the Central Nigeria Annual Conference, scheduled to be held at Banyam Theological Seminary yesterday and today, February 17th and 18th. A group of UMC, that's United Methodist Church supporters, disrupted the opening worship on Monday. Because we wish to preserve peace, we moved the conference to a different location. However, the UMC supporters returned to Banyam, expecting Bishops Jones and Auta to be there with the conference. Some of them carried guns and others carried machetes, and they invaded the seminary grounds, broke windows, and attacked Global Methodist Church people. The GMC people offered no resistance. One man was hospitalized with a head wound. A presiding elder was cut on his chest and hospitalized. Five others were hospitalized. Mrs. Titi Auta, the bishop's wife, and a friend were locked in a room for several hours. Finally, a unit of the Nigerian army intervened at Bishop Auta's request and dispersed the attackers. Meanwhile, Bishop Jones convened the conference, delivered the episcopal address, and ordained four deacons and seven elders. In his address, Bishop Jones focused on scriptural holiness and told the people they should not respond to violence with violence." Now, many of you probably also read the official response by the Global Methodist Church Council of Bishops. I posted that to the message board on Wednesday last week. I won't read that this morning, but if you want to see the official church response to the attack on the Nigerian Central Annual Conference, then you can go there and read it. Now, the gospel lesson assigned for this week comes to us from Luke chapter 6, 27 through 38. And I want you to hear what Luke writes in this Holy Spirit-inspired account that was appointed for this very Sunday. It's Jesus in his own words. But the way the Holy Spirit works, that appointment of this scripture in God's perfect timing lands on this Sunday, the very Sunday after this horrific attack. And it's no accident that the Holy Spirit wants us to hear these words this morning. Listen to what Luke writes in chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who are abusive to you. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also. And whoever takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic from him either. Give to everyone who asks of you. And whoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. Treat people the same way you want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil people. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. And do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Pardon, and you will be pardoned. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. So if you're like me, my first reaction to that news from Nigeria was anger. And if you're like me, my second reaction was leaning dangerously close to hatred and a desire for retribution. I'm just being transparent here. Vengeance. Counterattack. It's a natural response to the human condition. The UMC attackers brought out of me years of Marine Corps training. I was ready to put on my war face. You have a war face? Have you ever had to use a war face? But then Jesus and the Holy Spirit brought me to my senses. See, Jesus' response counters the real enemy, which is not really those who perpetrate the attack, but rather the evil that's within them and behind them. Jesus responds to these attacks with the only force that can subdue and overcome the evil. Can you guess what that is? Love. Love. Jesus says, if you're ready for the truth, I'll tell you this, love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the supple moves of prayer for that person. If someone slaps you in the face, Jesus says, stand there and take it. If someone grabs your shirt, gift wrap your best coat and make a present of it. If someone takes unfair advantage of you, use the occasion to practice the servant life. No more payback. Instead, live generously. Jesus reminds us there's a simple rule of thumb for behavior for Christians. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. And then grab the initiative and instead do it for them first. If you only love the lovable, do you expect a pat on the back? Jesus reminds us that run-of-the-mill, everyday sinners do that. If you only help those that help you, do you expect some kind of medal? Do you expect a certificate of appreciation? Because garden variety sinners do that. If you only give what you hope to get out of it, do you think that's actual charity? No, the stingiest of people do that. Jesus says, rather, I tell you, love your enemies. Help and give without expecting a return. He says, if you do that, you'll never regret it. Live out this God-created identity that God has blessed you with, the way that your Father lives toward you, generously, graciously. Even when we are at our worst, our Father is kind to us. And so we need to be kind as well. Jesus says, don't pick on people. Don't jump on their failures. Don't criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. Don't condemn those who are down. That hardness can come back at you like a boomerang. Be easy on people, and you'll find your life much easier. Give away your life, Jesus says, and you'll find that life is given back to you. But not merely given back. Given back with blessings. Given back with a bonus. Giving, not getting, is the way. And generosity begets generosity. So our response to this particular event and any other events or actions that come against us because of our position as Christians in the world, as the body of Christ, the church, our response must be with the Christ-like response that counters the evil. The Christ-like response that disarms the assailant. The Christ-like response that confounds the attacker and sends the devil fleeing back to the pit of hell where he belongs. Only love can do that. And so Jesus says, guard your hearts and minds by filling them with God's holy word. And when thoughts of malice and hatred invade your consciousness, replace them with Christ's love and forgiveness. Are you hearing me this morning? If you're hearing me, remind your neighbor. Say, I will love, not hate.
I will love, not hate.
I will love, not hate. And so this morning, as we do our intercessory prayer, I say that we pray for the United Methodist Church this morning. They have lost their way. And only God can save them now. Hating them won't solve a thing. Only love can do that. See, responding in love does not relieve the wrongdoers of the consequences of their actions. They will be held accountable in this life or the next. Rest assured, accountability sticks. But responding in love rather than retaliating with hate shows the attackers the ineffectiveness of their evil against the triumph of the goodness of Christ over all sin and evil in the world. Their retreat in the face of love will be one of weakness, not strength. It will be one of defeat, not victory. It will be one of shame, not glory. God will not be mocked in this, because He is the victory, as it was in the beginning, as it is now, and as it ever shall be. Amen?
Amen.
I know that's a strong message for early on a Sunday morning. But I think the response to such evil in the world has to be the strongest of responses, which is love. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.